Take your Bible. Turn to Daniel chapter number 12. Daniel chapter number 12. Verse number 8. Daniel chapter number 12 and verse number 8. It said, I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, God, we love you and we thank you for today. God, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to be in your house. God, we thank you for those that's come this way. And Lord, I know there's not anybody here by accident, because we're all here today because this is where you'd have us to be at this very moment, this very hour. We ask you just to touch us on purpose from the throne of grace. Pray you'd give us that we stand in need of. Give us a teachable spirit that we might take your word and apply it to our hearts, our own hearts. Help us not to look around and look at others. But God, help us look at ourselves this morning according to your precious truth. God, I pray that you'd move upon us now. Pray that you'd give us God's leadership. God, give us clarity of thought, clarity of speech, just to magnify your name, lift you up. You said if you'd be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. Lord, we thank you for that drawing power that only you have. Now, pray, God, you touch us. Help us, God, be with us. And God, give us God's leadership. Lord, I pray that you'd help us. God, use this old-fashioned altar. God, to ever draw nigh to you. You said if we'd draw nigh to you, God, that you would draw nigh to us. What a precious place to be in arms of a holy God. Help us now, Lord, we pray. We'll ask these things in Jesus' blessed name for your sake. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. I want to preach just a little bit this morning, if God will bear help, on a time of gross ignorance. A time of gross ignorance. As we see this here, and Daniel's is speaking here, and he said, I understand not. I wonder today if we ain't living in a world and a society, and they just don't understand. They could say, as with Daniel, I understand not. I don't understand what's happening. I don't understand why it's happening. I don't understand why things are going in the direction that they're going. But praise God, I'm glad God has always got the answer, ain't you? If we just trust Him and we'll allow Him to acknowledge Him, allow Him to speak to our hearts. He said, then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And He said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. He said, hey, Dale, just go your way, praise God. I'm glad we've got a way today, and that way is Christ Jesus the Lord. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? I'm glad I don't have to hunt around in this world, Brother Bill, and try to find a direction to go. I'm glad I don't have to hunt around, try to find the right God to serve. I'm glad I have a way, and that's the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. He come as a sacrifice for humanity, that through Him, you and I might be saved. There's no other way to get to heaven, praise God. It's through Jesus Christ today. I'm glad, praise God, that we don't have to worry about and fret over that. He said in John chapter 14, said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm glad God will tell you the truth, ain't you? I'm glad Jesus will speak to our hearts in truth. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen? For you and you and you and you and you and you. Praise God. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That this is the part I like. That where I am, there you may be also. Praise God, I won't say that also place is an awesome place. One day in a little while, praise God, we're going to pile in over there in the presence of Almighty God. We're going to march in through those portals of glory, through that precious Lamb of God, as He tells us in Psalms 24, praise His holy name, the Lord of glory. You have to pray for me. I've had a doubt with sinuses this week, but that's all right. The devil told me just stay home. Amen, boy, he liked that. Praise God. I learned a long time ago, I'm not to live listen to the devil. He'll tell you to lie and make you like it. Praise God, I'm glad I don't listen to him. But praise God, I'm glad I can be here today. And I'm glad there's a place prepared for me. And I'm glad one day in a little while, I'm going to march on in there. The Lord of glory, praise God. He already went. And he's opened wide your gates, your everlasting doors. And the Son of God come in. The Lord of glory will come in. He said, who is the Lord of glory? Amen. He said, Lord, mighty in battle. Praise God. As he held out his hands with those wounds and showed him his feet and his piercing side. And the gatekeeper threw open the gate and he went in. He's been set at the right hand of the Father now for over 2,000 years to make intercession for me and you. We have a mediator, a one, and he's only, well, glory, hallelujah. He's the only one we need. Praise God, he knows exactly where we're at. He knows what we need, and he knows where we need to be. And he'll come alongside us, and he'll guide us, and he'll lead us, and he'll show us the way. Praise God, he said, if I go away, I'll send you another comforter. I'm glad I've got a comforter today that lives down in my soul. Amen. I can't get away from him. Hello? Since I got saved and received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, praise God, that comforter moved in the Holy Spirit. And he lives down in my soul. And everywhere I go, there he is. Amen. I like it that way. Somebody said one time, said, preacher, I wish God just leave me alone. If God leaves you alone, you're a walking dead man. Amen. Yeah, Jesus said, you can do nothing without me. You don't have enough sense to take the next breath. Amen. If you didn't do naturally, hey, if it didn't happen naturally, a lot of us have been out of here a long time ago. Hello? Amen. I've told you a long time ago, you get to thinking about taking a breath, you get thinking about breathing, you'll suffocate yourself to death. Amen. When we take it in our own hands, we try to do it without God. But we see here a time of ignorance, and he said, sealed up until the end. But God says, some results of things can happen, praise God, if we'll trust in the Lord. He said, man, he shall be purified and made white and tried. Amen. I'm glad for that purifying process, ain't you? I'm glad God brought us through the fire. Praise God, we're tried in the fires of this world. But we trust Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and his resurrection. Praise God, to the saving of our souls. We're clothed about, maybe not with this world, but we're clothed about with the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. I'm glad I ain't the one keeping me today. I'm glad God Almighty, who Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are with me this morning. Amen. Hey, I'm not my own this morning. I belong to a thrice holy God. I belong to the God of heaven. Amen. Praise his holy. I'm glad it's that way. But we see the prophecies of this. We see the hope that we have. Amen. That men would be purified and made white. We'd be tried. He said, but the wicked shall do wickedly. Amen. We're seeing it everywhere. Everywhere you look. All over the place. Wickedness is raising its other ugly head. Used to have that gopher game. You know what it was when that thing would pop its head up? You had this little old mallet thing that popped its head up, you'd try to pop it back down. Amen, Lord God, I would be had that wickedness pop it up. We could just pop it in the head. Ain't you glad I'm not God? Praise God, because that's what I'd do. I'd beat the far out of them. I'd beat the devil out of them. But I'm glad we serve a God today who loves us and cares for us. He didn't have to beat us in the head, but he gave us a Savior to come and save us from our sins. Amen. See, something happened to me in 1976 when the Lord saved me. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of things. Now see, before I ever got saved, I knew it was wrong to drink alcohol. He said, hey, anything, drugs and alcohol that are alter your mind, praise God, will keep you from being able to focus on the good things of God. And before I was even saved, Brother Charles, I knew it was wrong to drink alcohol. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty made it that way. He said, because of wickedness of the world, he shows it to us so we don't have to partake of it. We can separate ourselves. That's what we're supposed to do in the sanctifying power of an Almighty God. Just set ourselves aside for his glory. Let the Holy Spirit move in, invite him to come in, take off his shoes, take up housekeeping. Amen. And begin to set us a new table. Hello? Boy, I tell you what, there's a bountiful supply in this blessed old book. Amen. It'll fill your table full to running over and with the goodness of God. He said that and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Amen. There's a time of gross ignorance in this world today, but it shouldn't be that way. Amen. We have enough knowledge. God's give us wisdom. Wisdom has been multiplying. Amen. From 1950 to 1960, wisdom doubled. Amen. And then every 10 years since then, it's like wisdom is doubling and tripling. We're getting smarter and smarter. But it's like the old preacher said one time, sometimes I think we're too smart for our britches. Amen. We're so smart that we become to the point that we think that we don't need God. And if we ever come to the point, you ever come to the point that you don't think you need God, you're in a sad shape. Because every one of us need the Lord. You cannot make it without Him. I tell all these people when they ask me to, if they ask me to marry them, we have to go through a counseling session. I have to know that number one, they're saved. That they've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I will say, without the Lord, you'll never make it. If you're planning on finding you a man, finding you a woman, you young people, listen to me, and you think you can do it by yourself without God, you're messing up out the gate. Amen? You better let God send you somebody. Hello? You go out looking for them, you'll find them. They're everywhere. Hello? They're everywhere. They're every place. You'll find them, but praise God, it won't be that'll be suitable. But praise God, if we'll pray and ask God to send us the person He'd have us to be. And I know why I'm going this direction this morning. I'm just trying to mind the Lord the best of my ability. But if we'll seek God's face, if we'll ask Him to help us in every aspect, every step of our life, from the time we get up to the time we pillow our head, and in the middle of the night if we wake up, I pray that God Almighty said He'd be with us and He'd guide and He'd direct us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. So that everything, Brother Kevin, we endeavor to do, bring glory to His name. Amen. You husbands, praise God, being a husband ought to be the best husband that you can be for God's glory. Amen. Bible says, do all things to the glory of God. Amen. And you wives, praise God, ought to be the best wife you can be for God's glory. Because God said, do all things to the glory of God. You say, Pastor, what happens if we do that? We learn to love one another. The time of ignorance has gone past, praise God. It's time that the love of God to be established. And the Bible says that it starts at home. Amen. We're living a day and hour, we want everybody else to do everything for us. Hello. Don't get quiet on me. Amen. I said, we want everybody to do everything for us. We're living in an environment where they say, we want the government just to have control. We want the government just tell us what to do, and we'll just do it. We'll be good little puppets. We'll be good little robots. Amen. But the Bible says if we ain't very careful, in Daniel chapter number 12, he says that we'll be running to and fro in this world, praise God. That we'll be running back and forth. In verse number 4 of chapter number 12, he said, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Amen. But that doesn't mean that men will become smarter, praise God. It just means that wisdom will be increased. I want to tell you today, the wisdom is there if we want it. You say, yeah, preacher, the computers, the information, it's everywhere. With the information, the knowledge that we ought to be seeking is the wisdom of an almighty God. What we're lacking in America, praise God. The time of gross ignorance should be a thing of the past. We have enough technology to every one of us ought to have the knowledge of a holy and a righteous God. We ought to have the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for us on the cross of Calvary, to the giving of His life, from raising to the dead, to ascending up, praise God, to sit at the right hand of the power of God. Amen. Sitting there to make intercession for us. And one day, He went up there, the Lord mighty in battle. But one day that same Lord is going to pull up before those gates again. Psalms 24. He's going to say, well, open wide your gates, you everlasting door, and the King of Glory will come in. That old gatekeeper, he didn't learn from the first time. He says, who is the King of Glory? I can see him doing it in a kind of a sarcastic way, can't you? Kind of like most of the folks in the world today are kind of sarcastic because me and you have faith to believe in the Son of God and the Lamb of God, the Savior of our souls, praise God. Amen. He said, who is the King of glory? He said, the Lord of hosts. Amen. He is the King of glory. And as he says that, he waves to the right at the thousands and thousands, praise God, that he's bringing in. And he raises to the left at the thousands and the thousands that he's bringing in. And the gatekeeper throws wide the gate. Amen, praise God. I won't say the time of ignorance is past. We ought to know that there's a God and there's a risen Savior and there's a Lord that loves us, praise God. And he's going to come today. He's coming to get us, praise Lord, and take us home. I want to say this place that we live, this present occupation of earth is not our eternal home. We're just pilgrims. From passing through, but one day we'll leave out of here, amen, to go to our eternal home.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're a child of God, if you've been saved, born again. He said, Pastor Jeff, what does it mean to be born again? Jesus told Nicodemus, thou must be born again. He said, born of the water and of the Spirit. Now the water is a type of the Word of God. It takes the Word of God to convict us through the Spirit of God. And he shows us that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. I hate to bust your bubble this morning because you probably figure you're all that. But the Bible says we're just all sinners. In other words, we're all apt to sin. Amen? Without the help of the Lord, we'd sin before we got out here today. As a matter of fact, some of us may sin before we get out here today. If the Holy Ghost is a deal with your heart, the Holy Ghost is convicting you. God, the Holy Ghost is showing you things in your life it's not right. It's a sin to not come and get it right. Amen? Today, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. You know what the devil's biggest lie is? He'll tell you and he'll say, just wait till tomorrow. Just put it off tomorrow. You don't have to do it today. Wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. A preacher said he preached his heart out. So there was a young lady toward the back of the church. She was tore all to pieces. She was weeping and crying. And he begged, he pleaded at an altar call. He said, please, if God's a deal with your heart, please come and get saved today. And some of the ladies talked to her and she said, no, not today, not today. She went out when they dismissed, got in her car, went a half a mile down the road, crashed into a tree and went out lost into eternity. The time of ignorance is gone. It's past. We need to have enough sense to realize He's a holy and a righteous God and He loves us.
Amen.
And He come to seek and to save that was lost. Who is that? It's you and I. Old sinners, praise God, that were lost and undone without God. But Jesus came to seek and to save that lost. He's a seeking out today. He's a looking out. He's trying to find those that are lost without God. Amen. Ignorance is everywhere. But we don't have to be partakers of ignorance, praise God, when we can have the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at what Paul tells them in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians talking about what we ought to be looking for in the day and hour. So a time of gross ignorance is past. We need to have enough sense to listen to God and to look for the Savior. So I told you in John chapter 14 that our heart shouldn't be troubled. We believe in God. I hope everybody here believes in God. Now I know in our society and young people, they're trying to teach you about evolution. Amen. And let me just say this. Evolution is a theory. Hello? It's a theory. It's not anything about facts. Hello? It's a theory. Every one of us could have a theory about something. But the Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen? I think I'll just believe God. You say, well, preacher, what about the Big Bang Theory? It's all covered. God said, let there be, and bang, there it was. Amen. Praise the Lord. Your teachers start trying to push that old trash down your throat. I pray God say, teacher, I agree with you 100%. And that boy, they'll get excited. If you're a Christian trying to be a Christian life, they'll get all excited because they finally think they got to you. And you'll say, glory, hallelujah, I know what you're saying. God said, let there be, and bang, there it was. We got children today who want to be noticed. Amen. Want to be recognized. Say, amen. So that's why they'll paint their face, they'll paint their ears, they'll fall in the tackle box and get all that stuff hooked in them. And they walk around with it dangling off of them everywhere so that people will notice them. Amen. I mean, why else would you do it? You know that hurts when you... Amen. I don't even like needles. Amen. But praise God, he's the God of heaven. If you want to be noticed, amen, just live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Make him the Lord of your life. Hey, don't be running around in this ignorant world doing ignorant things. Amen. The Bible says that our bodies, yours and mine, as children, are the temple of God. Amen. You are the temple of God. Let me ask you a question. How would you feel if you come up here and people were spray painting graffiti on the church house? Huh? Can I answer for me? I'd be mad as a hornet. Amen. I'd probably have to repent later. Amen. I'd be tore out of frame. I'd lay hands on somebody. Amen. Praise God. Because this is a sacred place. But I want to say your body is the temple of God. Whose temple you are, if you're a child of God. We don't need to defile the temple. Amen. Our temple should be pure and chaste. Amen. We should respect God. We should be looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. He says in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians chapter number 2. Give you this right quickly. He says, now we beseech you, brethren, verse number 1, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now he's speaking to the brethren. Now we think of the brethren, we think of those born-again believers, those of common faith with Paul. And by our gathering together unto him. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, talking about gathering together with Christ. That we be not, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of the Lord is at hand. He said, don't you be deceived, praise God, that things have happened. He said, you just stay with the Lord. Just put your faith and trust the Lord. And we don't know the time or the hour, but praise God, we know who He is, and we know that the promise that He's given, and we're just looking for the Lord to come. Now, if Paul to the Thessalonians was looking for the Lord to come, praise God, over 2,000 years ago, how much closer are we today? Amen. This thing's playing out. Look at Ezekiel chapter 36, 38. I'm not going down right now. Praise God. And you see it playing out, what God says is going to happen toward the end of this thing. Now, I believe we're living in the last days of the dispensation of grace. We're heading into an era and a time, that's unprecedented in history. Amen. We're beginning to see it. But God Almighty is still in control of it. But He says, let no man deceive you by any means. Deception is rampant. That's why the time for gross ignorance is past. We need to be educated. I've told you a while back that we've slowed down, we backed up, and we've just started teaching the principles of the Word of God so that we know what thus says the Word of God, so we can apply them to our hearts, so we can walk in circumspectly with God Almighty, amen, to the pleasing of our Savior. I don't know about you, but one day when I march into that holy place with God, with the Lord Jesus Christ and a crowd of the saints, I want to be able to pull up to the throne of grace and good God, good Lord of heaven, look down on us. He said, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. Praise God, into the presence of the Lord. And I can walk in with my head held high and my hands held high and say, glory to God in the highest. Amen. Because God so loved the world. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And they said, there's coming one that's a son of loss and ruin. Amen. There's one that's coming that's a son of help and hope. Amen. But then there's another one that's the son of loss and ruin. I don't know which one side you want to get on, but I'm going with the help and the hope. Amen? We need to line up with help and hope. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Any other, praise God, is a farce. It won't help us. He said, who opposes and exalteth himself, he opposes the Lord. And he exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped. Amen. One of these days, he's even going to make the Muslims mad. Hello? Amen. He's going to be on everybody's side. But then he's coming to a time, he said, you're going to worship me. Praise God, I'm going to worship the Lord, ain't you? So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He's going to put on a show one day. But that's all it is a show. But now look what Paul says right here. I'm trying my best to hurry. Verse number 5. He said, remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. In other words, he said, this is not new stuff. We need to rehearse in the hearing of our people, praise God, that there's a good God of heaven who created the heaven and the earth. He created me and you. He established us, praise God, so that we can have a relationship with him. That's why you're here today. God created you and I so that we can have a relationship with God. Through Jesus Christ, amen, we lost that relationship, but through Jesus Christ, we're reconciled unto God. That relationship is being restored. What kind of relationship do you have today? You say, Pastor, I don't really... I'll just be honest. Listen to me, church. I just wonder, all of us, myself included, what kind of relationship do I have with Christ? Amen? I have work at it every day. It's easy to forget God, ain't it? Ain't you glad He don't ever forget you? Amen. Praise God. That's why we need to be on His side. Because He'll remember us even when we forget Him. Amen. He said, remember. And now you know what withholdeth that He might be revealed in His time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Sinfulness is everywhere, isn't it? Only who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Who's a hinder? Who's holding it back? The Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Where's the Holy Spirit of God at? In you and I. Amen. Listen, hey, we need to stand. We need to toe the line. We need to stand strong because, praise God, that's what the world's looking for, is somebody that'll stand up and say, you know what? They's right and they's wrong. Hello. Now, I know that. Hey, this ain't popular. Amen. This ain't pop. Hey, if I got to preaching this in a lot of the uptown churches, they'd tar and feather me and run me out of town. Say, preacher, you got to be more willing to compromise. You know, just drawing a line and saying, you know, they's right and they's wrong. You know, there's got to be some kind of middle ground. I want to say there's not. They're still right according to what God says. Righteousness. That's just what right in the eyes of God. And there's that's wrong. He said, those that are righteous, praise God, will be righteous, will be clothed in fine linen, white and pure. He said, but those that are wicked will be wicked still. Amen. But he said that we are the ones that's making the difference. How are we going to change the world that we live in? One soul at a time. We're going to have to stand up and let them see Christ in us, that hope of glory, so they can have... You know what's wrong with the world? There's a whole lot of folks that don't have any hope. They don't have any hope in this world which they live. So they're grasping at straws, everything they can get a hold of. But Paul said, remember, I told you it'd be this way. He said, then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Amen. He said, well, one day wickedness is going to be put down. So it tells us today that we need to choose whose side we're on. And I will say today, there's only two sides. There's the Lord Jesus Christ's side, and there's the devil's side. Amen? There's no middle ground. There's no gray areas. We either walk with God and serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and praise God through the Spirit of God, or we serve the devil and the demons of hell. Amen. Amen. We need to decide who side it is. No time for ignorance now. We've been given the truth. He said, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan without power and signs and lying wonders. Well, the devil does wonders. He's good at what he does, ain't he? He's very practiced at what he does. Amen. He said, with all deceivableness and unrighteousness, that deceit that he shows us, tries to get us to believe, unrighteousness of them that perish. Because they receive not the love of the truth. Why do people perish? Why are people dying and going to hell? Why are people following the devil today? Because they receive not the truth. What is truth? Amen. You know, Jesus asked Pilate those very words. Pilate asked him, he said, what is truth? And little did he know that the truth was standing right in front of him. The truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God and the power that he has. But he said he'll try to give us a false truth that people will be deceived. And said, with all deceivers and unrighteous in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love the truth. Amen? I love the truth today. I love the Word of God. Because the Bible says that the truth will make you free. Amen? It'll free you from the bondage of sin. It'll free you from the harassment of the devil. It'll give you the power and the strength to overcome the obstacles you face in this world. We're no match for the devil. Amen? And God says there's a time of ignorance that we should be way past. Putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The love of the truth that they, he said that because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. How we say? Believe in truth. What is the truth? Jesus Christ our Lord. How he came, he lived, he loved, and he died on the cross of Calvary, praise God. We don't have to be ignorant today, youngins. We should be informed to know that Jesus died for you. We ought to take that with a full knowledge of it, praise God, and we ought to go into the highways and the hedges of the world and compel them to come in and say, come, hey, come see a man that told me all that ever I did. Like the woman at the well. Is this not the Christ? Is this not the Messiah? Is this not the promise of God? Praise God, I met him today over there by the well. I went down there with my pot to draw water, and I got the water of life, and it's flowing up in my soul, praise God, in the newness of life I've never had before. I left that old water. She said, I left that old water, that worldly water pot down at the well. But praise God. And I come back up here, praise God, overflowing. Amen. Was they something different, Mary? I guess they was, because praise God, there's a whole multitude saw the change in her life. Amen. And they loaded up and went down to see Jesus. Amen. Down at the coast. Praise his holy name. He's the one that makes that difference. Praise God, we believe upon him. He says, verse number 11, he said, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion. Amen. We better not get caught up in a time of ignorance that the world's getting caught up in. We better read and study and pray that God Almighty will touch our hearts, that he'll enlighten us, praise God, to the truth, that the truth can make us free from the bondage that we're getting caught up in. I preached a couple weeks ago about this wickedness that's taking place and the wickedness that took place over in Israel on October the 7th. How that Hamas had went down in there and violated those people and murdered them and raped them and had done horrible things to little children. Just the devil. And you know, we don't want to think about that. But it's in the world that we live. We ain't careful. We get caught up on it. Amen. But the Bible says even down to Genesis 6 that there was a time of violence. That word violence in the Hebrew is Hamas. Amen. It means violence and oppression. Amen. It means that the things that's happening in this world today, they're all around us. And the only way to overcome that is through God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. They shall believe a lie. It's not just any lie, but it's the lie. The lie that the devil is trying to impose on our people. The lie that the devil is trying to impose on you and I. But listen, don't believe the lie today. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you and He come to save you. He loves you and He wants to care for you. He loves you and He wants to protect you and take care of you. Amen. Said He had never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. There may come a day when we don't have a whole lot. Times may get harder and harder. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven promised He'd be with us there during all times. All circumstances, praise God. But we got to be real careful, church. We can't get caught up in the deception. Amen. The deception that's in this world. We got to stay with the Lord Jesus Christ and allow Him to be our help. Amen. He said that they, verse number 12, and we're done, that they all might be damned. Notice He says they. They should believe a lie. They all might be damned. He's not talking about the brethren. He's talking about those that have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. Amen. Jesus came, praise God, and offered Himself for that pardon of sin. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth. But now listen to what He says. But had pleasure in unrighteousness. We're living in day and hour. Amen. It's time that gross ignorance be put away. Realize that we're living in a day and hour. That people are having pleasure in unrighteousness. Pleasure in doing things that's not right in the eyes of God. I'm glad that's not us. Amen. I hope it's not me and you. Praise the Lord. We can't have pleasure. We can't partake in the things that's not right in the eyes of an almighty God. They steal things that's right. They steal things that's wrong. And contrary to what they say, this old blessed King James Bible said God don't change His mind. He's immutable. He doesn't change. He loves us and He cares for us and He's beckoning for us to come unto Him. He said, all you weary and heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. Amen. We get tired in this old world. We get wore out. We get captivated by the things going around. And it's so hectic. I wonder how our forefathers worshiped God. Where did they get time? My grandma Massey, she had 12 young'uns. 6 boys, 6 girls. That right there is a... can you imagine 6 girls and 6 boys and I can't imagine it. She washed clothes on a washboard. Amen. She fixed meals on an old wood stove. Had to bust kindling. Had to get things ready. And we still had them, get them up, get them rest, and take them to the house of God Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. They still gathered around, praise God. When I was a kid, we'd gather at Grandma and Grandpa's every Saturday. Every Saturday afternoon, there'd be a flock of us young'uns there. It was unreal. Mamas and daddies, mamas and papas all gathered together just to have fellowship. Amen. And pray and talk about the things of God, how good God has been. What happened? Where are we at, young'uns? We better get back. The time of ignorance is gone. We better get back to informing ourselves in the things of God. We better get back to taking time for the Lord. Amen. If you're too busy for God, you're too busy. We need to be able to take time for the Lord. Amen. To take time to praise Him, take time to worship, take time to grow in the Spirit and the truth. We can come together and let God speak to us. We need to come together. He said to forsake not the assembling of yourself together. Amen. He said, preacher, why do we need to do that? I know all the time I get that. Well, pastor said, I can worship just as good at home as I can at the church house. No, you can't. Because God says we need to come together and worship, amen, so we can see each other, so we can encourage each other. So that the things that happen to you, praise God, you can tell people about it. Amen. So that the Lord, praise God, can get the same Lord that's helped you. It's the same Lord, praise God, that can help them through what they're going through. Amen. He said we need to have wisdom and knowledge. We need to have that knowledge of love and caring and compassion. Amen.
so that God Almighty can
begin to help us in all that He would have us to do. Amen? But the Lord loves you today. Amen? And he says, you know what? The time of ignorance is past. He said, I want you to know. But He said, the most important thing I want you, He said, I want you to know Me and that free pardon of sin. I want you to have that encouragement. Amen? To be an encouragement to someone else. God spoke to your heart this week. Amen. This is a brand new year, the first Sunday of the new year. Wouldn't it be a good time to praise God? Say, Lord, I need You to enlighten my life, to give me the wisdom, to give me the unction. Amen. So that I can press forward in this world in which I live. So that You can begin to bless me and prosper me in the way that You'd have me to be blessed and prospered. Amen. That's all God wants for us. That's all He wants for you and for me. But we've just got to want it for ourselves. Amen. We've got to get rid of the ignorance. And we've got to get the word of truth. And we got to get a heart for God. And let Him begin to minister through us. Minister to us.